Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and as I said before the break, now for the final installment of our August series on internships, we want your advice for all of the future interns out there, or maybe people who are just starting their internship somewhere. We have a few of them here with the BLS, not the Bureau of Labor Statistics, Brian Lehrer Show. And remember, there are lots of interns in America, about 2 million, I guess that's per year. And here's the deal. All of you current interns and former interns, what advice do you have for current interns or people considering taking an internship? How can they get the most out of the experience, and how can they find the best internship in the first place? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And while your calls are coming in, we're going to talk for a minute to Ciara Pressler. She has done an internship and did it in mid-career, or, you know, not during college or right after college, after she'd been in the workforce for a while as a means of changing careers. And Ciara, thank you very much for spending a couple of minutes with us. Hi.
Thank you, Brian.
So tell us what you used to do and what you do now and what role an internship played in this transition.
Sure. Well, I started out as an actor when I first got to New York right out of college, and I did that for 5 years and had a good time. But then I decided I didn't really want to live that lifestyle forever. And so I took 3 months off and navigated a career change, and I interviewed everyone I knew in a cool job and did a ton of volunteering. And I even did an internship with a congresswoman because I thought I wanted to go into politics. And I ended up realizing I did not want to go into politics, and now I have a great career in marketing. So it was really useful to sort of become a researcher about what and sort of the venues where I thrive professionally and the culture I wanted to be part of every day.
So let me get this straight. You did an internship with a member of Congress and decided Yes. You wanted to go into marketing.
I did, and it's been, I think, a better career fit for me, but I've still been, you know, quite involved in politics locally as a volunteer. I still enjoy that.
What was
but
it
it's not
about,
my full-time job.
What was it about the congressional internship that turned you off?
It's not that it turned me off. It's just that the environment and the culture wasn't the best fit for me. I'm definitely sort of have an entrepreneurial spirit, and so mm-hmm. things that are extremely
bureaucratic.
Sort of it's not the best fit for my creativity. Uh-huh. So I think I still get to be a little artistic in my role now.
So is there any general advice you would give to other mid-career people out there considering a change and considering using an internship in the best possible way to help make it?
Yeah, I have so much advice that I'm actually writing a book about this right now.
Uh-huh.
But so I'd say the number one thing is to use it as an experiment in learning the industry and the culture of not just the company, but sort of how the industry works, but also to build your contact list because you just never know where people are going to end up. You should always, always, always hold on to those contacts, get a good reference from it if you can, and just, you know, follow up and see where those people end up. They might end up in the industry where you are later on.
All right, Ciara Pressler, when you're done with your book, when it comes out, give us a call. We'll have you on.
Definitely. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you. Good luck. All right, so the question on the table, whether you're a mid-career intern or a just-starting-out intern or a student intern, how can other people looking for internships or about to get internships or in internships find them and make the most of them? Jonna in Edgewater, you're on WNYC. Hello, Jonna.
Hi, how are you? I listen to you every morning.
Thank you. So what kind of an intern were you?
So I was an intern both in undergrad. I was a broadcast journalism major, so I got internships in television, and then I ended up going to law school.
Did we lose you?
Pardon?
Oh, we lost you. You dropped it. As soon as you said law school, the gods of the legal industry struck down your cell phone. So, but we have you back now. So you went to law school.
Yeah, I went to law school, and as a part of the law school process, you're required to get internships, and usually you're supposed to get them in law firms, and I did not. And I think that it is crucial for anyone, whether they, you know, for me, my internships were valuable both with the journalism and the law school. But the reason why they were so key is because they really do give the interns a peek into what life will be like if you decide to take that same path. And I think that one thing that I wish someone would have maybe told me that I think is invaluable is take the internship seriously, but also, and I think another caller was talking about this, take the internship as an opportunity for you to figure out, do I really, really want to do this?
Right.
And
your experience in the legal internship gave you doubts.
Or maybe not in
your case, but that's, and I'm going to go and get some other folks on, but that's great advice. Make sure that you're learning about the culture of the place and make sure that it's really what you want to do after you do it. We have some coming in on Twitter. Somebody wrote, treat every assignment as very important, no matter how inconsequential. Why? Because you are doing it. And a similar one, somebody tweeted, take initiative. Interns who move up and become leaders don't wait for assignments. Offer smart, actionable ideas and execute them. Troy in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hi, Troy.
Good morning, Brian. Your screeners are excellent in getting to the point. I really appreciate them.
So do I.
I'm currently an intern/student at SUNY Global Institute, SUNY Levin Institute of the SUNY Global organization. Mayor Bloomberg, of course, with the Economic Development Corporation, is affording us the opportunity for those of us, some of us who are laid off from Wall Street, to be transitioned, take our talents to entrepreneurial startups. My internship sounded exceptionally good on paper during the process of being matched. However, once in the spot, which was end of July, found out nothing on their paper was pertaining to anything that I was doing. In fact, it was kind of scary because, of course, I'm trying to make a good impression, but I'm reading one thing and totally being dissed, being given something that has nothing to do with me learning a profession or being exposed to the field that I'm interested
in. Well, that's a horror story. So what's the advice that comes out of it?
My advice is simply this. You have to be mentally strong if you're an intern to be clear as to what you're representing for the people who are sending you there. Number two, the intern should in some way be exposed to their professional or the field of interest that they have signed up to experience. And number three, they should learn something that they have not experienced or learned before.
Great, Troy. Thank you very much. Marianne in the East Village. Marianne, you have advice for how to get an internship?
How to get an internship. I got an internship in documentary filmmaking. I saw a film. I thought it was great. I went down and offered to volunteer. I became an intern. And I basically never went away. So every time they needed somebody, I was there.
Oh, so this was how to turn your internship into a job after the fact, right?
Yeah. And then they hired me. And I stayed there for 15, 18 years. It was the only job I had.
Never go away. That's it. Never go away. Never turn it off. Marianne in the East Village. Some more from Twitter. Somebody writes, under no circumstances is it acceptable to cry. So remember that, Rebecca. Our intern Rebecca is sitting in the room. Remember that. Under no circumstances is it acceptable to cry. Colleagues take you more seriously if you dress seriously. Somebody else tweeted, don't pretend to know the answers when you don't. That's good advice for Brian Lehrer Show guests, too. Ask for help when you need it. And somebody tweets, if you can't do something, talk to your bosses face-to-face in advance or call ahead. Don't text after the fact. Who else? Nick in Austin, Texas. Hi, Nick. You're on the air.
Hi there.
So
I was actually interning in San Francisco this summer. I just wrapped it up. And I think my best advice is network, network, network. It's an art. So you, especially as an intern, you have to be really careful that you're not overzealous. But, you know, by networking, I was able to pull out a consulting gig over the summer and actually turn an unpaid internship and make some money. And, you know, I even even though I had decided to leave San Francisco and move to Austin, I was even able to stay on part-time and work remotely for the same organization I was working for. So I just had a really great experience, but I think networking was the biggest thing for me.
Thanks a lot, Nick. Seth in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Seth.
Hey, how are you?
All right. What's your advice?
Great. First, I want to say Ciara Pressler's awesome.
Yeah.
I know her personally. She's a great person. My experience was interesting.
You can be her personal reference for her next job. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. I had an interesting experience in college. I sent up for an internship, and I went in for the interview, and they said, how about we just pay you to sell our product? So I figured, you know, get paid, get credits for the internship in college would be a great opportunity. What I very quickly realized is the value that I could add to the organization in sales, I could apply in other places. And that's led to a career in sales, doing it 10 years now.
Good, Seth. Thank you. Now, here's Matt in Brooklyn, who manages interns, he says, and I think he's got advice for other people who manage interns. Is that it, Matt?
Yeah. Hey, Brian.
Hi. What do you do?
I run a small record label and also work in artist management. And we have interns regularly, and it's very important for us to make sure that those guys have a really positive experience. Having been an intern myself, I think there's a great value there on both sides, or can be. But I guess the advice for people interested in interning might be that it takes a lot of time to integrate an intern into the day, into the work schedule, and even to determine what responsibilities they're going to get and what jobs they're going to do, and to teach them how to do that. And that time comes out of the time you'd ordinarily be spent doing your own job. So it's like the opportunity cost of bringing on an intern. Well, what that ends up, what can end up happening is that the intern sits around not doing work, or doing, you know, the person might not have time to delegate to the intern as they should. And so I guess when the interns are applying for the positions, that, you know, it might be helpful for them to represent that they want to work, that it's important for them to be used effectively, and just sort of to represent their own seriousness on the front end of things, because that'll keep the person looking after them sort of honest in as far as making sure that they get things to do. Because
Good one, Matt. It sounds like it's really on the employer, too. I mean, we like to think that an internship is just something that a company offers as an educational opportunity, but really they're looking to get some kind of labor out of it at the same time, even though under the law they may not supposed to be. But in the ideal situation, it's a win-win.
Absolutely.
But the employer's got to set it up.
The employer's got to set it up, and, I mean, you just want to make sure that the contract is working on both sides. I mean, presumably the intern is there because they want to learn and they want to work. So there's got to be work for them to do.
Matt, thanks a lot. And Marjorie in Belleville, you'll get our last minute or so on this. Hi, Marjorie.
Hi, how are you? I kind of said the same thing he did, except that usually if you're going to school, the job should negotiate for you, have a contract. Well, I'm a nurse now, and I wanted to do have an intern, and I had to write up a job description contract, and we had to sign it. And one of the things was they were not allowed to be used in a position where it was paid help.
Marjorie, thank you very much. So get an internship contract. She's saying, especially, I guess, for a university, negotiating terms for all the interns that they place out in the private sector. Well, that's great advice. Hopefully a lot of people will get things out of your calls and your tweets. And that ends our August series on internships. We thank Stephen Greenhouse, labor correspondent for The New York Times, who was our guest earlier in the series. And we thank all of you for participating. As always, Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Another hour of the show yet to come. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Brian Lehrer, and like me on Facebook.com/Brian Lehrer WNYC.